Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
One more case continues to bring
last
us
dirtbag of the day.
Bring us more things to talk about. Alec Murdaugh. Alec Murdaugh's defense walked out of an August 14th pretrial hearing with a venue change, access to DNA evidence, and a prosecutor who just found out SLED may have information about the murder weapons that his own office didn't have. Retired FBI agent Jennifer Coffendaffer is with myself and retired FBI special agent Robin Dreek to discuss the big hearing that happened the other day. I have a question I wrote down because I did a little monologue about this earlier today, and I was like, I have to ask Jen about this. So I'm going to lead with that. The defense of Alec Murdaugh brought up that there was recently another crime nearby, and the murder weapons may be connected to the murder case. Creighton Waters said, I had heard nothing about that, and it may be a big nothing burger. It could just be grandstanding in the court, and Alec's attorney's going, maybe. Yes, they also may be OJ's weapons, too. Maybe. We just don't know the answer to that yet. It could be all of that. But let me ask you, logistically, we've never found the murder weapons of the Alec Murdaugh murders of Maggie and Paul. How would they actually be connecting those to another murder? Is it the bullets that would have been used in another crime that would be matching possibly the bullets or the markings on the bullets from this from the Murdaugh crime, or where and how might there be a connection being made with weapons that have never been found?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I don't have any mud here, or I would sling it across the room right now.
Yeah.
But separately from that, I truly believe and have always believed those were his weapons, their weapons. Remember, they were missing.
Yeah.
Right. So you got all your weapons, and then you're missing two. So, okay, number one. And remember, the ammunition that was used was their ammunition.
Yeah.
They found the exact ammunition. So it was Murdaugh's, right? I've always said, what person from the outside ever brings no ammunition and no guns to kill, right?
Uh-huh. Steal your gun, steal your ammo, and kill someone in your house.
Yeah.
It happens, but not like
so
that.
So if this is connected, it's going to be pretty damn connected if it's truly there.
If it's truly there, it'll be easy to connect. I just doubt it. I really think Alec buried those weapons somewhere. I think it's going to be almost impossible for them ever to be found, although someday some hunter might find them. That would be the only way they could be connected, if somehow he pawned them someplace and blah, blah, blah. I mean, let's just throw Occam's razor away right now.
Yeah.
That philosophy. But I guess stranger things have happened. It's not going to be hard to prove if that's the case, because they'll be able to ballistically identify it.
Yeah, because I just looked it up, because the only way to really positively identify it would be the round casing, not the casing if they had it, but it's actually shotgun rounds. It wouldn't be from the rounds themselves, because those would have etchings if it was like a solid round. But I just confirmed first shot was a double-aught buck. Second was the bird shot, and then a 30 block out rounds for Maggie. So, yeah. So buckshot, bird shot. There's no matching of guns with that. So,
how about though on the shall the firing pin hit?
Yeah, did they have? Because let me check to see if they got those. Because it could only be, and that's is the firing pin hit enough of a distinctive marking?
It's not great. You really need extractor.
I know it's not. Yeah, you need the the ejector. And I don't know what, on the plastic. Yeah, on the plastic casing though. I'm gonna look this up. You all keep talking because I've never seen it done with a shotgun shells before.
But I guess what I meant by ballistically, just to be crystal clear on this, is that do they have the weapon that matched the weapons that were missing from Murdaugh's? In other words, those weapons are very distinctive.
Yeah, I mean they're pretty generic on the way that it was more like, you know, but wait, there's more. And that's kind of where we're sitting right now. So we don't know exactly the details of how these might be connected other than, I mean, I could see them saying, well, it was the same type of bullet that was used. That may be the same. And it may be the same to, you know, a million other guns too, because there's that many bullets out there for different type of weapons until we actually have something like the marker, you know, from the actual bullet itself, from the firing in the pin. It seems like it could just be a lot of speculation, but that would be interesting if they were to find that. But riddle me this. Here's what kind of came to my mind. Again, not trying to be conspiratorial, but if I were the Alec Murdaugh camp and I wanted to create reasonable doubt where there really is no existing reasonable doubt at this murder, that this murder even has at this moment in time, I would get those weapons back out into circulation with criminals as quickly as possible so they could be found used in another crime. And then someone could go, see? Criminals use these in another crime. Someone else had to have used them to murder Maggie and Paul. It couldn't have possibly been Alec. So if Alec knows where those weapons are and had somehow of a way to instruct someone to get them back into circulation, that would be your probably best route to create reasonable doubt if, in fact, they could end up being used in a different crime and not have a super solid connection back to Murdaugh other than, well, these are the weapons.
Tony, Robin, really quick before, and then Robin, I know, is going to hit us up with these great stats, but really quick, the other thing is you throw that out knowing you don't have rifling, knowing you don't have extractor and ejector marks, knowing you only have that pin mark.
Yeah.
And so now you can say almost any gun, shotgun, could be connected, right? So I think that's what they're doing, but Robin.
Yeah. So the short answer is yes, you can use shotgun shells, but it's limited more than rifle or pistol cases for things we've been saying. So you can have firing pin impressions on the primary breech face marks and extractor and ejector marks like we typically see in other ones. But there's limitations. And so results are frequently inconclusive on this when we do an analysis. But to Tony, to your point, I see the challenge you'd have if you're Murdaugh saying I'm going to put those guns back into circulation to kind of mask it, that there, because you have people involved and people create leakage, and there's going to be breadcrumbs that could potentially lead to how they got into their hands. But again, he was under how many pills a day? You know, making really stupid decisions. So it's I wouldn't put it past them.
I want to know the story from Harpootalan where these weapons and these other crimes came from. I think that would answer that question pretty quick. Did you buy them at a pawn store? Did you pick them up in the woods? Like, did you buy them from some dude that had, like, where did they come from? That in itself, quite honestly, if it lead, that could lead somewhere.
Just reasonable doubt noise is all I think it all is.
That's all they need. Yeah, but the answer to that question is even more fascinating. Another big thing that was brought up, SLED to release the fingernail DNA to the defense for independent testing. SLED's standard method confirmed unknown male DNA under Maggie's fingernails, but could not identify who it belongs to. And that's where it sat, just as a mystery. It's where it sits as of right now. The defense argued for months that SLED's own retesting would destroy the sample before an independent lab could use it. There's only so much to go around. So this is a big deal. It's going to be tested. It could go nowhere. It could still be inconclusive, but it does get us into possible genetic genealogy to look at. It does get us in other databases that it could be looked at. Where do you think this goes? Does it mean anything at all, Jenner? Again, is this just kind of another pile of mud, see what sticks on the wall with a piece of spaghetti, and on the surface, unknown DNA. Yeah, you can also get unknown DNA by going grocery shopping and picking up some cans. What's your thoughts? Is there any weight to this?
Oh, okay. Where's the mud pile? I mean, at the end of the day, this is what the defense has to do, especially when you don't have great facts, and they don't have great facts. I would be going right down this road too. You know, oh, guns used in another. Oh, it's a shotgun, and that's a similar gun. And oh my gosh, you see right over here. I would be trying the same stuff they're doing. I think it will be important to see what DNA is under, you know, Maggie's fingernails. But at the end of the day, there's absolutely zero evidence that Maggie got in a fight with her person. In fact, she was crawling on the ground. She had left after Paul got shot, and she's literally crawling on the ground like a cat and was assassinated. There's nothing to show us that they had some sort of fight or something.
You know, it rings, you know, since you hit the thing there, it just rings a little bit true to kind of Ann Taylor with Brian Koberger saying that while he's out stargazing, you know, it's just when you, I think you made a great point, Jim, when you see someone throwing as much as they can that are kind of ludicrous kind of theories out there and ideas, it kind of shows you how little they have to work with to kind of divert and just create any kind of sense of reasonable doubt they can, because that's exactly what Ann Taylor was doing for Koberger. Anything she could do for reasonable doubt, and everyone's kind of chuckling along the way saying, you're loony, but she was giving it her all. I see it the same thing here.
We're getting a different courthouse this time. That's good news. So the judge has not officially decided. They're asking for Charleston. The argument there is the Masters is going on 150 miles away at that time. Hotels book up. It's going to be expensive. But the judge is saying it's going to be somewhere else. Whether it's in Charleston is yet to be seen. At this point, Alec Murdaugh is probably the biggest trial that we've seen actively go on in this country in the last 5 years. Does it matter that it's a county away or that it would have happened in Colleton County anymore? How much do you think that is going to play a role in how this jury sees Alec Murdaugh a second time around, Jen?
Well, I think it's a defense coup, and I do believe that they have a better chance at getting individuals that know very little about this. You know, we always talk about this, but there are so many people that they work all day. They come home, they eat. Even if you live in South Carolina, you may have heard the name, but you're just too busy to keep up with all of this. And so I think it'll be easier because the population will be larger that they're choosing from to get people who might know nothing or very little about it.
Yeah, I agree. Get it out of population centers where they've either been affected by Murdaugh and his family for one reason or other, not just in this generation, but other generations. Definitely a good defense move.
Well, it makes me wonder a little bit too. I was thinking about this earlier. You know, if you do have it in Colleton County, the Murdaugh name has obviously gone down in terms of its clout scale of power and level. But there are still, you know, there's brothers, there's siblings that are active, and there is still some respect to the Murdaugh name in the area for the other, you know, respectable members of the family. So the unchecked power may have gone down, but there may be reasons people would not want to, you know, vote to convict Alec Murdaugh still to this day, for whatever other reason may exist. It may have absolutely nothing to do with these crimes, or at least, you know, that was, I think, a factor round one, even though he was convicted. Do you think that exists today of any of the unchecked power of let's not cross the Murdaughs, or has that faded more into the ether in the last 5 years or so, Jen?
I think it's faded, and I further think it fades the further away you get from their hub. And so, again, if we're in Charleston or one of the bigger cities, and by the way, having gone to the Masters 150 miles, no one stays in Charleston to go to Augusta.
So why is Creighton making that argument? Does he just really not want to go to Charleston? It's a lovely city.
It is lovely. What I'm wondering is if he still wants to make it more rural. You know, that's always going to help a crime like this rather than going into the big city where crime is more, it happens more of the time. People are a little bit more numb, blah, blah, blah. I think that's why. I think he'd rather see this in more of a rural setting.
Yeah.
How do you guys
And I just looked up, as we were just talking, I was curious about if other family members still active in politics or law, and it's only his older brother, Randy, who is still active as a lawyer, longtime attorney in the family firm, originally PMPED, now rebranded as Parker Law Group to kind of distance himself. Anyone listening, Parker Law Group still has Alex's older brother as an attorney.
Which they've done nothing wrong. They are victims of their brother to a certain extent as well. But it'd be interesting to see this round who still is sitting on the side of Alec Murdaugh behind him in court. Are we going to see all the family this round as we did the first round? I think maybe they've had a little more time to kind of wrap their minds and maybe make their peace that brother Alec is not worth not worth the Murdaugh name anymore. I don't know. It'll be fascinating. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Love for you to weigh in. Break the Case of Jennifer Coffendaffer. Wherever you get podcasts and YouTube, search it, press subscribe, and follow her coverage of all these cases there. Robin's latest book, It's Not All About Me, available wherever you get books and audiobooks. Check it out. Press subscribe. Leave a review on Amazon. Greatly appreciated.
All right.
And until next time, press subscribe wherever you're listening to podcasts and give us your thoughts in the comments section. Until next time, for Jen and Robin and Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.